at some of the Eisenhower decisions that were made. They were all controversial. The first one is the decision that he made in 1953 with regard to Iran. The United States, together with Britain, participated in supporting a coup in Iran that got rid of Mossadegh, who was a left-leaning, Soviet, frankly, controlled leader of Iran, and restored the Shah to the power in Iran. Now, he is criticized for that, for the CIA's role in it. But let's see what it meant. Iran was the most important country in the area. It had the most people. It had oil at that time, not as much as some others, but plenty, and therefore was a great force. By restoring the Shah to power, it meant that the United States had a friend in Iran, a very strong friend. And for 25 years, Iran played a role as a peacekeeper in the Persian Gulf area. One striking example, in 1973, when I was president, you'll remember the Yom Kippur War. And at that time, all of the producers of oil in the Persian Gulf cut off the sale of oil to Israel, except Iran. That would not have happened if Mossadegh, the one that the CIA got thrown out, had been in power. It happened because Eisenhower, in his wisdom, did support those forces that restored the Shah, and we had the Shah in power at that time. And now that the Shah has left, as he did in the Carter administration when he's replaced by Khamenei, Iran has become a wild card, a little weakened at the present time, but still very important.